Welcome to Meteorology Matters. I'm your host, Rob Jones. And today, we're headed to a place known for its wild weather.
Oh, yeah.
But also for something a bit more cuddly.
You got that right.
The Mount Washington Observatory. And its long-standing tradition of
resident cats, that's right.
It might seem like an odd pairing.
Yeah.
You know, extreme weather.
Extreme
feline companions.
Right, who would have thought?
But stick with us because the story of these cats is surprisingly revealing.
Very revealing.
About the human experience on this iconic mountain.
Yeah.
And if you're loving this, be sure to follow me on social media.
Yeah.
You can find me on Instagram at Meteorologist, on TikTok at TV Meteorologist.
Okay.
And over on YouTube at Rob Jones Hurricane, where you can also check out the Meteorology Matters playlist for more fascinating weather stories.
Good stuff.
Now, for those unfamiliar, Mount Washington Observatory.
Yes.
Sits atop the highest peak in the Northeast U.S.
It does.
It's a place where weather records are shattered as often as the thermometer.
I was going to say something like that, too. We're talking...
Go ahead.
Hurricane force ones.
Oh, yeah.
Bone-chilling temperatures.
Yeah.
Blinding snowstorms.
It's crazy.
It's a true test.
It is a test.
Of human resilience.
Yeah.
Just to be up there.
Yeah, just being up there is tough. And yet, cats have been calling this extreme environment home.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Since the
1930s.
So what's the story? What began this tradition of cats on Mount Washington?
So initially, it was a matter of practicality.
Okay.
The early days of the observatory were, shall we say, less refined than they are today.
I can imagine.
They had a problem with rodents and,
okay,
you know, cats being the natural hunters they are, and yeah, provided a solution.
So the first Mount Washington cats were essentially on pest control duty.
That's right.
But I'm guessing their role evolved over time.
Absolutely.
How so?
Well, as you can imagine, in such an isolated and demanding environment,
yeah,
the presence of these furry companions,
right,
brought more than just rodent control.
Yeah.
They offered a touch of warmth, a bit of normalcy.
I see.
And a source of companionship for the weather observers stationed on the mountain.
Right.
So over time, they transitioned,
okay,
from working cats to beloved mascots.
Okay.
And most importantly, genuine companions.
Wow. So it's fascinating how these cats, in a place that pushes humans to their limits,
yeah,
became integral to the observatory's culture.
100%.
Now every Mount Washington cat,
yeah,
seems to have its own legend.
Oh, they certainly do. We have records of cats residing on the summit from the early 1930s onward.
Wow.
The first known cat was named Tiki.
Tiki.
Then just a few years later,
okay,
there was a whole gang of 8 cats living up there.
8 cats.
8 cats. Some of the names from that era were rather quirky.
Okay.
Umpha, Amusens, Elmer.
Wow, those are some names.
Can you imagine the chaos?
8 cats in those tight quarters. Yep. That must have been quite a sight. And I can only imagine what the observer's notes look like.
Oh, yeah.
Likely covered in paw prints?
I bet. But, you know, as interesting as those early cats are, there's one whose story truly stands out.
I think so, too.
Inga.
Inga.
She arrived in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And became an absolute icon.
Oh, yeah.
Her image plastered on everything.
Yeah.
From t-shirts to postcards.
Oh, that's right.
There's even a famous photo of Inga sitting outside during a blizzard.
Oh, I've seen that one.
Completely encased in rime ice.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, that image really paints a picture of the harsh conditions.
Yeah.
Inga must have been one tough kitty. What made her so special besides her resilience?
It was her connection with the observers.
Oh.
You know, they described her as incredibly affectionate and playful.
Okay.
A true bright spot in what could be a very intense and isolated environment.
Yeah.
And, you know, this pattern emerges with all the Mount Washington cats.
Really?
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, in such a harsh environment, did the cats become more than just pets? Did they become part of the team helping the observers cope with the isolation and stress?
Absolutely. And that leads us to who joined the observatory crew in 1995.
Okay.
He was quite a character.
Oh, yeah.
Loved watching the ravens.
Okay.
Engaged in staring contests with a fox.
Oh, yeah.
And even enjoyed watching people play Scrabble.
No way.
Can you imagine?
Nin sounds like a cat after my own heart.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, it's remarkable how adaptable these animals are.
Right.
You wouldn't think a typical house cat,
right,
would thrive in such wild conditions.
No, you wouldn't.
I mean, it really highlights their resilience and I believe their ability to seek and find comfort and connection in the most unexpected places.
Yeah.
And speaking of connection, the Mount Washington community deeply embraced these feline residents.
They did. Tell me more about that. So after Nin retired, they held an election.
An election?
To choose the next resident cat.
Really?
The Conway Area Humane Society put forward three candidates they thought would be suitable for the observatory environment.
Okay.
And the public voted.
So they held a political campaign for a cat. That's incredible. Were there posters?
I don't know about that.
Rallies. I'm picturing the slogan, Marty, he's got the claws to handle the job.
Now, that would be a sight.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if there were some creative campaigns going on.
Right.
Ultimately, the winner with over half of the 8,000 votes cast.
Wow. 8,000 votes.
Was Marty.
Tootie.
He was a curious and playful cat.
Okay.
Who quickly became a beloved member of the observatory team.
It's a testament to how deeply these cats are woven into the fabric of the observatory.
Right.
And the surrounding community.
Yeah.
But before we move on, I have to ask about Jasper.
Oh, Jasper.
He seems to have a reputation.
He does.
What's the story?
Jasper.
Yeah.
He's often overlooked in the annals of Mount Washington cats.
Okay.
Which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because his story is as captivating as any of the others.
Right.
He was an orange tabby.
Okay.
Who resided at the observatory from the early 1980s to 1999.
Wow. So he was there a while.
He was.
All right. I'm all ears. What made Jasper so unique?
Well, for starters, despite cohabitating with Inga, he showed absolutely no interest in romance.
Really?
Yeah, the observers even documented this in their bulletins.
Wow.
Puzzled by his lack of, shall we say, romantic inclinations.
Maybe he was just a confirmed bachelor, content with his solitary life on the mountain?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But his eccentricities extended far beyond his disinterest in Inga.
Really? Like what?
This cat would stand on his hind legs to beg for treats.
Wait.
And not just cat treats.
Okay.
He even craved dog bones.
Dog bones.
He refused to use a litter box.
Oh, no.
Learned to lie down and roll over on command.
Wow.
And would eat practically anything you put in front of him.
Like what?
From dead mice to...
Dead mice. Okay.
Asparagus.
Asparagus. Yeah. That's one adventurous palate.
He had an interesting palate.
I'm starting to see why they called him Garbage Guts.
Oh, yeah. That was one of his many nicknames.
Yeah.
He really was a handful.
Oh, yeah?
Hated children.
Okay.
But would let adults carry him upside down.
Wow. What a character.
A total oddball.
Jasper truly sounds like a character. And I can only imagine the stories the weather observers must have about him.
Oh, I bet.
But it seems like despite his quirks, he found a place where he truly belonged.
Absolutely. And that's what's so remarkable about the story of these cats.
Yeah.
Mount Washington might be known for its extreme weather.
Yeah.
But it's also a place where unique personalities, both human and feline,
right,
have found a home and a sense of belonging.
It is a special place.
It is. But, you know, that begs a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Given the wild weather on Mount Washington, what qualities make a cat well-suited to be a resident there?
That's a great question. What do you think?
Well, I think it takes a cat with a strong independent streak.
Okay.
These cats are living in close quarters with people they aren't necessarily familiar with.
Right.
And they need to be comfortable with their own company.
Yeah.
And with the constant coming and going of observers.
Yeah.
They need to be adaptable to change.
That's an excellent point. Adaptability is key.
Yeah.
And, of course, let's not forget the obvious. They need to be able to handle extreme weather.
Right.
Not every cat would be comfortable with howling winds and sub-zero temperatures.
No, they wouldn't. And think about the altitude.
Oh, yeah.
Mount Washington is over 6,000 feet above sea level.
Wow.
They need to be able to handle the thinner air.
Right. It's definitely not your average cat's life.
It's not.
But beyond those practical considerations, I think it also takes a special kind of cat to thrive in that environment. A curious spirit.
Yes.
A sense of adventure.
Yeah.
Maybe even a bit of a wild streak.
I like that, a wild streak.
Yeah.
Because even though they're domesticated, these cats are living in a truly wild place.
Yeah.
And that takes a certain kind of resilience and adaptability.
Absolutely. Not to mention the importance of companionship.
Right.
You know, these cats provide a much needed dose of warmth and affection.
Yeah.
For the observers who are spending months at a time in an isolated environment.
That's right.
Absolutely. It's a true testament to the power of the human-animal bond. It makes you wonder what happened after Marty.
That's a great question.
Did the Mount Washington Observatory continue its tradition of feline companions?
That is the perfect place to pause our tale.
Okay.
We'll be right back to delve into the latest chapter in the saga of the Mount Washington cats.
Sounds good.
All right. Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. It's been fascinating exploring the world of Mount Washington's feline residents.
I'm with you on that. Before the break, we were discussing the tradition of involving the community and selecting new cats. Marty winning an actual election is quite a story.
Yeah, it is.
But you hinted that this wasn't just a one-time event.
You're right. That tradition of community involvement persisted.
Oh, okay.
Remember how we left off wondering what happened after Marty?
Yeah.
Well, there's a new feline caretaker on the summit.
Intriguing. What's the story on this new cat?
His name is Nimbus,
Nimbus.
and he arrived at the observatory in 2021. He
Oh.
journeyed all the way from Oklahoma
Oklahoma.
to the Conway Area Humane Society, and like Marty was chosen for his temperament and ability to handle the unique challenges of living on the mountaintop.
Nimbus. It seems like a fitting name for a cat residing in such a weather-intense location.
Yeah.
What's his personality like?
From what I've gathered, he's a real charmer.
Oh,
Friendly, inquisitive, loves to explore, and a bit of a chatterbox, apparently.
okay.
He's even been known to rub against people's legs and meow for attention when he feels neglected.
That's endearing. It sounds like he seamlessly fits into the legacy of cherished Mount Washington cats. But I'm curious, how does a cat from Oklahoma acclimate to life on the highest peak in the Northeast? That's a drastic change.
It certainly is. The observers take a very cautious approach when introducing new cats to the summit environment.
Up.
They begin by acquainting them with the weather room, the living quarters, and sections of the adjoining state park building.
Okay.
Then, once the cat seems comfortable, they
Yeah.
gradually expand their access, eventually allowing them to roam the main visitor center and even venture outside.
It's a slow and deliberate process, I imagine. Once they adjust, they relish having the run of the place.
Yeah.
Can you picture the views Nimbus must enjoy from up there?
Absolutely. Talk about a room with a view. I've even read that some cats join the observers when they go out to take weather readings.
Really?
They wait patiently at the door of the observation tower, venturing out with the observers.
Wow.
Can you imagine a cat braving those hurricane force winds?
That's one brave weather cat. It raises a question, though. Do they take any special precautions to ensure the cat's safety, especially in those extreme conditions?
Of course.
Yeah.
They monitor the cats closely, make sure they have warm shelters to escape the harsh weather, and naturally provide ample food and water.
Right.
And remember, these cats are selected for their hardiness and adaptability.
Yeah.
They wouldn't last long on Mount Washington if they weren't tough.
That's a valid point. It takes a unique cat to flourish in that environment. This makes me think about the broader picture. What does the enduring presence of these cats reveal about the human experience on Mount Washington?
That's a very insightful question. I think it speaks to our innate desire for connection, even in the most challenging circumstances.
Okay.
It's important to remember that the Mount Washington Observatory is incredibly isolated, especially during the winter months.
Right.
The observers are separated from their families and friends for extended periods,
Yeah.
and the weather can be relentless.
It's definitely not a walk in the park.
That's precisely.
Yeah.
So having a cat around a furry companion to cuddle with and care for can make a significant difference.
Yeah, I bet.
It provides a sense of normalcy, routine, and emotional support in a place that can feel unpredictable and unforgiving.
It's like a little piece of home amidst the wilderness. And the fact that these cats have become beloved symbols of the observatory speaks volumes about the power of that connection.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's a testament to the resilience of both humans and animals and their ability to find comfort and connection in the most unexpected places.
Wow, it's truly amazing.
This makes me wonder about the future. Will Nimbus have a successor someday?
That's an excellent question, and I'm sure the Mount Washington Observatory community is already pondering that. But before we get ahead of ourselves, it's important to acknowledge the incredible legacy of all the cats who have called this remarkable place home.
Indeed. From Tiki, the trailblazing first cat,
Yeah.
to Marty, the election-winning charmer, and now Nimbus, the resilient newcomer.
Right.
Each of these cats has left a lasting mark on the history of the Mount Washington Observatory.
They've endured the harshest weather, provided companionship to countless observers, and become symbols of the observatory's enduring spirit.
Their stories are truly inspiring and remind us of the profound bond between humans and animals and the importance of seeking connection even in the most extreme environments.
I couldn't have said it better myself. But there was one final twist to our tale of Mount Washington cats,
Really?
a detail that underscores the remarkable connection between these cats and the Mount Washington community.
A twist. I'm intrigued. Do tell.
Remember our conversation about Marty winning an election?
Yep.
It turns out that wasn't a solitary occurrence.
Oh.
For many years, new cats were selected through a collaboration with the Conway Area Humane Society.
Wait, they held regular cat elections? That's incredible. Tell me more.
They did. The Humane Society would identify cats in their care who they believed would thrive in the observatory environment.
Okay.
Cats with the right temperament, resilience, and of course, a love for adventure.
It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to send a timid, pampered house cat to a place with hurricane force winds and sub-zero temperatures.
Exactly. So they would present a few candidates to the public, and the community got to vote.
Oh, wow.
It was a way for everyone to participate in choosing the next feline ambassador for Mount Washington.
I love that. It's such a heartwarming example of how these cats have captured the hearts of people far beyond the observatory's walls.
It truly is. It evolved into this beautiful tradition that brought people together and highlighted the importance of animal welfare.
Yeah.
But there's one more detail that really amazed me. Are you ready for this?
Absolutely. I'm all ears.
Remember how we discussed how the Mount Washington cats provide companionship for the weather observers, especially during those long winter months?
Yes.
Well, it turns out that some of the cats who served at the observatory were actually former shelter cats.
Wow. That adds a whole new layer of depth to their story.
Right.
So not only are they providing companionship to the observers, but they're also finding a loving forever home in a truly unique place.
It's a win-win situation. And it speaks volumes about the incredible work that animal shelters do.
It does.
Finding the perfect match for each animal, even if that perfect match happens to be on the summit of the windiest mountain in the world.
That's truly heartwarming. So what does this mean for the future of Mount Washington cats? Do you think they'll continue this tradition of partnering with animal shelters?
That's an excellent question. And to be honest, I don't have the answer. But what I do know is that the legacy of these cats is forever intertwined with the history of Mount Washington Observatory. They've brought joy, companionship, and a sense of wonder to countless people, and their stories continue to inspire.
Well said. As we wrap up this episode, I'm struck by the unexpected lessons we've learned along the way.
Yeah.
We started by talking about cats and weather.
Right.
But we ended up exploring themes of resilience, community, and the incredible bond between humans and animals.
It just goes to show that even in the most unexpected places, like the summit of a mountain known for its extreme weather,
yeah,
we can find stories that touch our hearts and remind us of what truly matters.
Absolutely. And I have a feeling that the story of the Mount Washington cats is far from over.
I agree.
Who knows what adventures await Nimbus or what amazing feline might follow in his paw prints.
That's the beauty of it. The future is wide open, just like the views from the summit of Mount Washington. And I, for one, can't wait to see what unfolds next.
Me too. And to all our listeners, we want to hear from you. What do you think makes a cat well-suited for life on Mount Washington? Share your thoughts and any questions on social media, and be sure to follow Rob for more fascinating weather insights. He's at Meteorologist on Instagram, at TV Meteorologist on TikTok, and you can find the Meteorology Matters playlist over on YouTube at Rob Jones Hurricane.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey. Until next time, keep your eyes on the skies and your hearts open to the wonders that surround us. Welcome back to Meteorology Matters. Before, we were talking about how some of the Mount Washington Observatory cats were former shelter cats.
Mm-hmm.
They found a home, provided companionship.
Right.
And highlighted the great work shelters do.
Absolutely.
It really is a heartwarming story.
It is. And it speaks to the adaptability of these animals and their ability to thrive even in a place as extreme as Mount Washington.
Absolutely. Speaking of extreme, we've talked a lot about the harsh weather conditions up there.
Yeah.
But how do those conditions, specifically the high altitude, affect the cats?
That's a great question. You know, altitude sickness is something that can affect both humans and animals.
Right.
Mount Washington is over 6,000 feet above sea level.
Wow.
And the air is significantly thinner at that elevation.
So do the cats experience any ill effects from the altitude?
They can.
Okay.
Some signs of altitude sickness in cats include lethargy, loss of appetite, and difficulty breathing.
Oh, wow.
But the observatory staff are very aware of these potential issues.
Okay.
And monitor the cats closely.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of precautions do they take to mitigate the risk of altitude sickness?
Well, for new cats, they have a gradual acclimation process.
Okay.
It starts with limited exposure to the higher elevations and increases gradually as the cat adjusts.
Okay.
They also make sure the cats have plenty of fresh water and a nutritious diet, which can help them acclimate more easily.
It's amazing how resilient these cats are handling both the altitude and the extreme weather.
I know, right? Think about the wind chill up there.
Oh, yeah.
With the high winds and low temperatures, it can feel significantly colder than the actual air temperature.
Right. And the cats are out there braving those conditions, even accompanying the observers on some of their weather readings.
Exactly. It's incredible to think about.
It is.
But, you know, it also underscores the strong bond between the cats and the human observers.
Speaking of that bond, we've talked about the companionship the cats provide, especially in such an isolated environment.
Right.
But what about the psychological impact on the observers?
You know, there's actually a growing body of research
Oh, really?
that highlights the benefits of human-animal interaction, particularly in stressful or isolated environments.
Really? Can you elaborate on that?
Sure. Studies have shown that interacting with animals can lower blood pressure,
Okay.
reduce stress hormones, and even improve mood.
Makes sense.
It makes sense if you think about it. Animals offer unconditional love and companionship, which can be incredibly valuable in a challenging environment like Mount Washington.
So it's not just about having a furry friend to cuddle with. There are actual physiological and psychological benefits to having a cat around.
That's right. And you know, those benefits likely play a significant role in the well-being of the observers who spend extended periods of time on the mountain.
It makes you appreciate the unique role these cats play at the observatory.
Yeah.
They're not just mascots or pets. They're an integral part of the team, contributing to the overall well-being of the people who work there.
Yeah.
And their stories remind us of the power of connection, even in the most extreme of environments.
Well said. I think that's a beautiful note to end on.
I agree. We've covered a lot of ground today, from the history of the Mount Washington cats to their impact on the observers and the community.
We have.
And we've even touched on some fascinating meteorological concepts along the way.
It's been a pleasure exploring this unique intersection of meteorology, animal welfare, and the human spirit.
And to all our listeners, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the Mount Washington cats? Do you have any stories about the human-animal bond in unexpected places? Share your thoughts and any questions on social media. And be sure to follow me for more fascinating weather insights. I'm at Meteorologist on Instagram, at TV Meteorologist on TikTok, and you can find the Meteorology Matters playlist over on YouTube at Rob Jones Hurricane.
Thanks for joining us on Meteorology Matters.
Until next time, keep looking up and stay curious.